This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Bozeman City Commissioners this week approved signing a lease for a new fire station on Montana State University's campus in Bozeman. The new fire station will replace the existing fire station number 2 on 19th Avenue. The lease is for an initial 20-year period with three automatic 10-year renewals. Voters in 2021 approved a $6.7 million bond for the fire station construction. MSU and the city came to an agreement to place the relocated station on a piece of land on Kagi Boulevard near South 7th Avenue. Commissioner Chris Coburn voted against the lease, which was approved on a 3-1 vote. Coburn said his main concern was that because the city doesn't own the land, the university could change the terms of the lease or there could be other problems down the line. Construction is expected to take 12 to 14 months and could begin as soon as April next year. The city is also seeking approval to use some money from the Fire Impact Fee Fund to help buy a quick response vehicle for the new fire station. On Monday, October 31st, Halloween, downtown Bozeman businesses will resume their trick-or-treating event for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic began. More than 150 downtown businesses will be handing out candy in Bozeman on Monday to trick-or-treaters from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. The event was canceled in 2020 due to the pandemic, then again in 2021 due to the ongoing pandemic and staffing shortages at downtown businesses. This year, businesses will open their doors and welcome trick-or-treaters with costumed shop staff and Halloween decorations. Main Street will not be closed to vehicle traffic during the event, but drivers are asked to avoid Main Street. The city plans to put signs up to warn drivers of the increased crowds downtown, and volunteers will be on hand at intersections to help with pedestrian crossings. Saturday, October 29th is National Cat Day, a celebration of felines, a social media push, education for people about cats, and a concerted effort to find cats their forever homes. National Cat Day was founded in 2005 by animal welfare advocate Colleen Page to help galvanize the public to recognize the number of cats that need to be adopted or rescued each year, and to encourage cat lovers to celebrate the cats in their lives. National Cat Day is recognized and celebrated in the U.S. and Canada, Japan, and Russia. The social media push uses the hashtag National Cat Day and encourages donations to animal shelters for the cats there, for spaying and neutering pets, encouraging people to volunteer at animal shelters, and lobbying elected officials for no-kill shelters and to ban kitten mills. Scientists have uncovered nearly 500 Mesoamerican monuments in southern Mexico using an airborne laser mapping technology called LIDAR. Dating as far back as 3,000 years ago, the structures, which are still buried beneath vegetation, include huge artificial plateaus that may have been used for ceremonial gatherings and other religious events. Thomas Garrison, an archaeologist at the University of Texas, Austin, said the sheer number of sites they found is staggering. The team's effort stemmed from its smaller-scale LIDAR survey and excavation of the oldest and largest Mayan structure ever found. The ancient Maya civilization occupied southern Mexico and parts of Central America and is renowned for its striking pyramids, written language, and calendar system. That site, dubbed Aguada Fenix, was dated to 1000 to 800 BC and contained an artificial plateau 1,400 meters long and up to 15 meters high. The plateau had 10 smaller platforms flanking either side for a total of 20, the basis for many Mesoamerican cultures' number systems. The same pattern of a large plateau flanked by smaller platforms appears at other sites in the immediate region, suggesting a wider cultural pattern. The team's LIDAR survey resulted in the discovery of 478 formal complexes, many new to science. Several of the monuments had the same layout as Aguada Fenix, including an even more ancient Olmec site in San Lorenzo. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.